God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. What did you do yesterday? Did you get anything done? Was it work of value? Maybe that kind of thinking, reasoning, and questioning yourself makes you feel a little discouraged, like, man, I don't know what I did. Or maybe you know precisely what you did and what came of it, why it was significant. Now let me ask you another question. Was God at work yesterday? What did God do? Now maybe you can look back and say to yourself, wow, that was God, or maybe you're not sure what God is doing. In both cases, I think the question is relevant. Does ignorance of the meaning mean that it's meaningless? That is to say, just because I don't know the value of the work I did completely, and I don't even know what God did at all, does that mean God didn't work, I didn't work, and that the work we did do is meaningless? You know, Ecclesiastes 8 and 9, 8, 17 and 9, 1, the last verse of one chapter, the first verse of the next, both talk about work, our work and God's, and how they interrelate. So chapter 8, verse 17 says, "Then I beheld all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun." So all that's done on this globe, you can't comprehend it, because though a man labor to seek it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, farther, though a wise man think to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it. So God's ways are beyond ours. It's hard to comprehend what God is doing and what the significance of it is. I mean, his time and our space and the matter that inhabits these are beyond our comprehension. The Bible talks about time in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, and God's timing is sometimes it's not known to us. So I can't comprehend God's work. It's beyond me. The next verse, chapter 9, verse 1, talks about my work. "For all this," that is all the ignorance about the work of God, "for all this I considered in my heart, even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. No man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is before him." No one can discern by what you have at hand what is going to come after you. So in short, what these two verses are saying is, on the one hand, I can't comprehend God's work, and on the other hand, but God holds mine. So here's the relationship between my work and God's work. God is at work, but I can't comprehend it. And I'm at work, and God is the one that holds that work in his hands. So these two truths should inform our work ethic. There's a place for a couple elements in any work ethic that I think is informed by the nature of life and the reality of God. The first element is faith. Faith. You know, sometimes as believers, we kind of contrast work and faith when it comes to salvation, certainly. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but it's our faith in what Christ has done. So we see a contrast between work and faith. But in our daily work, the things we're doing, the energy we're expending, there ought to be some faith in that. There is place for faith in work. Verse 1 of chapter 9 says, "Their works are in the hand of God, no man knoweth." So there's a place for hope. Verse 4 says, "For to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion." So if you're alive today, there is hope. You may not always know the significance of your work, but that's where faith comes in. You cannot discount God from the work you're doing today, because there's a bigger picture than merely the work that you're doing, the energy you're expending. And if we realize that there's a God, then that puts some hope in our work. You know, a dead dog, the proverb here says in Ecclesiastes, is better than a living dog, rather, is better than a dead lion. So you can look back at all the people that were greatest in their field, whether it's military or political or farming or science or labor, whatever it may be, and you may feel like you're never going to match them, but the fact is you're better than they are right now, because you're going to work today, whatever that work may be, and however a great person may have been in history, they're dead. They will not work today. So there's hope for those that are living today, and the faith really comes down to the fact there's significance beyond today in the work that we do. So faith in our work. Don't discount God from your work. The second element, I would say, is industry. Verse 10 famously says, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might." Why? "For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest." So might, there is no might in the grave where you go. Can I just tell you that work is in itself noble? Maybe especially as Americans, and I feel this way, like, what's the purpose in the work I'm doing, right? I'm pounding nails, I'm sweeping a floor, I'm making decisions, I'm working out problems, I'm conferring with others, whatever it may be. What is the purpose? What will come of the work I've done? And that is fair and that is good. I don't want to do pointless work, but I must tell you, there's a sense in which work itself, the thing itself, is noble. I remember years ago, Bear Bryant, who coached the storied Alabama football team, he retired. And of course, he's iconic. He wore this houndstooth black and white fedora that became synonymous with the Alabama football program and that man and his personality and our memories. And I remember he retired when I was, you know, just a kid. And I remember my uncle saying, you know, I don't think he's going to live long after retirement. Now, I don't remember exactly how he said it, but that was the gist of what he said. And I remember that he was right. Bear Bryant died shortly, as I recall, shortly after he retired. And part of that, there may be a number of reasons, I don't know. And you can look it up and I'm sure you can get the whole story. But what I'm saying is all of us need something to get up for in the morning. And sometimes there's some general grand purpose and our work contributes to that. But I just want to tell you that work itself is noble. Toil is sin's curse, but service is heaven's blessing. We will be serving in heaven. Work is something that God does. It doesn't wear him out, but work is something that God does. So that should inform our work ethic. Faith, industry, and then finally, I would say pleasure. Now, that may sound crazy, but you find it throughout the book. Verse 7 says, go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart, for God now accepteth thy works now, right now, while you're alive. Let thy garments be always white, and let thy head lack no ointment. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of thy life, of thy vanity. I told my wife, when I left this morning, that was my takeaway from this. And actually, it is a takeaway, which he giveth thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity, your emptiness. For that is thy portion in this life and in thy labor, which thou takest under the sun. It's thy portion in this life. So pleasure. You know, someone says, I'd rather rust out than burn out. Well, I can understand that. I don't think there's any nobility in being a lazy bum. But what is the difference between burning out and rusting out? Well, the difference is rusting and burning. But what is the difference as to the conclusion of rusting out and burning out, doing nothing and getting tired and doing too much and getting tired? What's the difference between burnout and rust out? And the answer is there is no difference. You're out. So some relaxation is strategic. I think it is important. I didn't realize it was to my family growing up, but when I turned about 40, I realized, wow, this was important to Dad and Mom. And it was. I could say a lot about that, but it was. Recently, I enjoyed Labor Day. Oddly named, there was no labor on Labor Day, but whatever. And I was busy all day long. What did I accomplish? Nothing. I enjoyed the whole day. Now, there have been days that I've been off where I've done work, homework or otherwise. That's great. That's not bad. Except that, I'll say on Labor Day, I had first part of the day I spent with my brother-in-law and my sister and enjoyed that. And then I took my son and a friend to the Parthenon, not the one in Greece, in Nashville. You can look that up. And then in the evening, I went to a cookout put on by Bill Rice Bible College and enjoyed fellowship with students and some good hamburgers and so on. I didn't do any work the entire day. I didn't do anything I would say particularly useful the entire day, but I will tell you something. I came back on Tuesday and I was ready to go. Why? Because I enjoyed the pleasures that God has given. The Bible tells us we're not to live for money. And then it says, but that we're to trust in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. So faith, industry, and pleasure, all are elements that should inform our work ethic, because I cannot comprehend God's work, but God holds mine.